The first movies attendees will see on opening night of the Pride Film Festival will be entrants in the Video Shootout. It's a friendly competition that's really about turning movie watchers into movie makers. While some selections are obviously produced by seasoned filmmakers, others are the work of first-timers using everyday equipment. In fact, 2011's Video Shootout winners were brand new to filmmaking. Annie Corrigan spoke with him about their film, The Lady Bunch.
My name is Anna Saracino.
And I am Anna Vanderzee.
Known to their friends as the Annas, they were longtime attendees of the Pride Film Festival, but they were complete amateurs when it came to making movies themselves. Saracino got the itch to try her hand at filmmaking when she saw a video posted online by the festival's director, Danielle McClelland.
And it was just the hand puppet saying, "I can make a movie, you can too," or something like that. And I was like, "I can make a movie, can't I?" So once I get an idea in my head, I have to do it.
Participants are given only 7 days to make a 3-minute film for the Video Shootout. They're required to include a designated prop somewhere in the film, and there's a required line of dialogue. Last year, the prop was a quilt, and the line of dialogue was, "Blood is thicker than water." The submissions are shown on the first night of the festival, and audience members vote for their favorites. The winning selection is shown again on Saturday evening. Vanderzee says she was hesitant to appear in the film because at the time, the idea of seeing herself on the big screen of the Buskirk Chumley Theater sounded terrifying.
But I just couldn't be okay with somebody else playing me in the video with my partner and all of my pets. So I stood outside and smoked a cigarette while it was playing.
She ducked out, went outside, and I held the hand of my friend next to me because I was so excited and nervous. And I knew that as soon as the opening theme started, either people were going to find it really funny at that point or they just weren't going to like it. And I think people started laughing immediately.
Here's a story of a butchy lady who was bringing up three furry little girls. They all were kind of queer, like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
In the Lady Bunch's opening sequence, instead of kids in the adjacent boxes, it's the couple's four pets. Saracino's script goes on to joke about any number of stereotypes she says are given to lesbian couples.
Honey, I'm home. Hi, dear. Here, let me take those for you.
What did you do today?
Well, I washed the Subaru, I took the dog sweaters in to get dry cleaned, I polished your dog Martin's, and I baked this pie.
And now it's 9:30, and you say you want to have a night out together, so you're off to a local bar, Uncle Elizabeth's.
Yes, we decided to stay true to our lesbian stereotypes and make it so that we go out really early, only stay out for an hour, and then go back home and get in bed. Because not only is that a stereotype, but that's really how we are.
Well, and you're dancing on the dance floor completely alone.
Yes.
To Indigo Girls, I believe, is what's playing The Power of Two. Is that what? Yeah.
Yes. Very, very lesbian song.
10:30, and now you're back home in bed.
Now we're back in bed.
With all of our animals in bed with us.
Right.
They say that blood is thicker than water, but it's still not as thick as the love that us lesbians have for our cats and dogs. Sweet dreams, everybody. Good night, family.
But we did kind of feel like celebrities around town.
Oh, wow.
After Pride Film Festival, a lot of people recognized us.
Yeah. We were walking the dogs in Bryan Park, and this woman ran by us and said, "I love the Lady Bunch," and, like, kept running.
In spite of how silly the Lady Bunch is, Saracino says it has a serious undertone, which gets at the heart of what any Pride event is all about.
I think a lot of times we do really need to defend the fact that we are families and that we do consider ourselves to be families. And you know, we're kind of joking around that Anna and I have a family with our four animals. But, you know, it's I think the message is just kind of family is what you make it.
For WFIU Arts, I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can watch The Lady Bunch on our website, wfiu.org/arts. The Pride Film Festival takes place January 26th through 29th in Bloomington. Find out more about the Video Shootout at pridefilmfestival.org.